Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wow. Wow, wow. Never meant for this to be here. Okay. Didn't want this though. Did not want that. No. Did not want that. Okay. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, Cosmic Philosopher, and I am Tamal Dredd. Another familiar session. And how are you doing? I hope you're doing all right. I'm doing all right too in my traveling to perfection. I thank the gods for their goodness to us on earth. And I am hoping to receive help from the gods who created us from their blood. I am thinking that unless we achieve progress in getting our hybrid people to know themselves, know that they are hybrid for real, humans, not horse, not donkey, not any other hybridization, but hybridization by genetic what it is called manipulating genetics and bring forth humans. I am reading the book that tells what the very creator of the hybrid people, what he says, the way it happened. I read from the Zachariah Sitchin, Genesis Revisited, and it's pretty much what it says, but as you can tell that when somebody is writing from something written by someone else who, let's say, help to process the information. Now, the person who created, you know, the person who created the whole thing, telling you, may have more fullness to it. I'm sorry about that. Listen. I want to just express, as you know, I always have a little preface before I go into the central topics. However, since I grew up a Christian boy, and are taught despicable things. Christianity is not an information for African people. Just not. And if you have misgivings about what I am saying, come and talk to me about it. I am talking first from my perspective and where I am coming from with Christian experience. It's not about anybody else that I am speaking from what they say concerning my experience in the Christian church. To me, it was the only thing. I was shut out from any other information. I didn't know that there was history, prehistory. I didn't know. Oh, no. I would know what to do with any of those things when I was Christian. The abomination of Christianity, you will never know until if you get a little tame to learning what the world is really like and at large. By us only thinking about Christianity, which is Adam and Eve in a garden, that's the beginning of our believing in this falsehood of the Christian belief. It's you know, I feel very awful about it the more I get to become aware of it. And sad for people who still under the influence of falsehood, meaning you think it is true with everything that is good intent. But sadly, It's not. It's not something that any African people should be affected by. So I am not going to do anything different but revenge what these white sodomite people have done. You see what I mean? If you not interested to find out, well, you know, you are coming to a close of day like everybody else. And you being persuaded that the Bible is telling you real truth about Adam and Eve in a garden and it pertains to you, it's, my friend, is default in nonsense. You are defaulting into nonsense and take it for belief, truth. There is no belief truth where you come in and you're told, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. What is that? That has no truth at all. And where do I come to find out? In the Bible itself. So it is really pitiful when I look at it, coming up from a child as Christian and grow up all of those years thinking this about this nonsense. It is not a nice thing. And you still believing may be wondering, oh, I'm sorry for him, I'll have to pray for him and all that. The reality about you praying for somebody who discover Christianity to be nonsense. Adam and Eve is nonsense. You don't read about creation in a Bible because nobody certified Adam and Eve in a garden. It's true. There's no academic. And I don't know no Christian whatsoever that can make sense of the story of Jesus and John the Baptist. I don't know of anybody that can say, take the Bible and prove from the Bible that there was this Adam and Eve in a garden. Where? If it is true, it's supposed to be characters that existed. How do you prove that Jesus' character existed when 2,000 years ago, when all the hell break loose in Palestine, it wasn't African people fighting against or invading Europeans. They were invading and taking control of us and the settlement that we live in. That's what was going on. When you read the Bible now about Caesar Augustus, that say all men should be taxed and all like that, and we read and think that, you know, oh, okay, that's the way it was. You don't know that these people are criminals, destroying us and kicking us out of our own settlement. I saw a little video by a young girl, African girl, and, you know, it's a good thing I clicked on it, you know, without much hesitation. Because I know sometimes you get a little surprised from what people are going to tell you, and you are glad that you didn't pass it up. Well, this was not a lengthy thing. It's kind of repetitious of the message. So by the time I understand the message, and it was about what have African people done to deserve all, well, it was like about maybe four or five major things that this message was talking about. What have the African people done to deserve the wickedness then, if all that you know these white people do come from someplace else? You know, let me tell you something. What I read and find out now, I am just looking forward to the gods to help me and help other people like me to get to open ourselves up to prehistory about human civilization. Get to know about civilization. You're not getting any of that in the Bible, hole. Bible is not telling you anything about African people creation. But we think so. So the thing is, if you cannot find it in your own mind to take a study of prehistory, because you read about the flood in the Bible, and that gods were mating with the children of men. Those gods created the human being, the civilized human being, you are to know. We are the first creation of human civilization since 6 or 5 billion years ago, where there were no human beings. Then came the primates, human, hominid. That's their species. It's long, like maybe 2 or more million after they evolved, came about. And whereas we were created by the blood of the gods and the sapien species. If we don't go through, if we don't go through this, we will never know who we are. And these people will have us going to church and singing about Adam and Eve and Jesus and Daniel in a lion's den and all these kind of stuff and creation. You know, the arrest of Jesus and gone and put him before Pilate and how they, you know, what and what they did with him. Those things are homosexual stories. They must done away with. It is for us to begin to read and understand exactly what is history. What about the flood? What you're reading in the Bible, that's not the way the story is. It is a story, but you don't have the real story in the Bible. You see what I mean? So if you are taken up by what we were taught as children into the homosexual Christian church, we didn't know it was homosexual church, but now I know. Okay? That homosexuals started the Christian church. Somebody is out there able to prove me wrong on that. I'm always opening my arms and calling, come on the show, 347-850-1358. And I'm saying, I invite you to come in. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what we can handle. Not anything that, you know, I'm going to say that you don't know what I'm talking about. We want to talk about something that is a common knowledge to us, that we can do whatever we want to do with it right here under our own sense and control of understanding, and prove whether or not Genesis creation story is a real academic story that was written at some point by people know that this act is true. That never happened. How do I know? It's by reading the issues coming from back there. All right? What I'm saying, I am finding out how estranged, widely, deeply I have been from civilized knowledge. Now, there's hardly anyone able to talk to me. Reading and citing the Bible to evaluate truth, and people don't want to deal with it. They want to stay where their mind don't have to analyze anything and compare anything. They want people are only comfortable now on the Christianity with what they believe, and you know, in God they trust, and they don't want to hear anything else. Tolerant of processing anything. I have to say to some people, well, the point is, you don't have anything to lose to just ponder something. You don't have anything to lose to ponder, to think about something. You don't have to throw away what you have to do that. Your mind is good enough to make distinction. Whereas you can have multiple things to start out. Throw away none of them while you are doing it. You can do them with them. You know, you have them sitting on your table. You don't throw them away. But you, if you want to know if they are true, what do? You hold them and go through them and see what you find. You know what I mean? But you can see that it builds more confusion when we don't know what is possible from what is not. We need to learn that. All right. I am saying to you, this young African ethnic lady, young girl, were sobbing, as it were, while she asked that question. What have we done to deserve those things? You know, and, you know, in and of itself, that little message does not complete. It does not complete because, you know, it is a valid question. What have we done to deserve these white people chasing us down everywhere we go? And as it were, make it seem like, oh, it was their place that we were squatting on. Basically, that's the way it sounds. And if you are the average African person that go to church, and you hear that young lady making that plea and repeating those evil things that are still being done to us, and these white people, sodomites, are all over every piece of land. Oh, since the last 100,000 years, they are sitting on every piece of land that we settled in after our ancestors left Africa since 100,000 years ago. You see what I mean? White people own just about all of the land in the West Indies. You see what I mean? And as you can see now, they can go to Iraq and kill Saddam and destroy a whole bunch of the Iraqi people. What we call him there, they say he passed away now, but he was a major man in the army under George W. Bush tenure as president. And this man helped Let me see now. I'm trying to get it. Who is he? I'm trying to remember the name of this man. All right, let's see now. Let's see, I'm going to get his name. Ranking military black man help Bush. E who or E George W. Bush. You know what? Let me see now if I'll ever get this. Yes, that's right. All right. See, when you, you know, Colin Luther Powell. Right? Now, all of the evil things these white people, where white people come from? You want to tell me up to this day, African people don't know where white people come from? I mean, I didn't know myself either. And yet still, we are so backward. I mean, there is nobody to step forward. Well, I step forward. Because I started to read and begin to find out some things. And I, of course, not one to hold back what I find. So, as it is right now, white people going to have to leave our territory. I mean, look, you don't have to like, you don't have to be thrilled by what I say. Because it's not going to change anything. All I know is that white people must leave African territories because it just don't belong to them. And as long as it's going to take us to find out, it's to their gain. However, the thing that is what we are looking at is that when that day come, they are going to be feeling differently from we do. Because we have to be enduring all these unspeakable atrocities that many of our people suffered and gone, die and gone, and leave us back here. And, you know, our little orbital brain is working maybe like a cow, you know, some of those animals out there, because we don't really know anything of value to help our cause. No. We think that these white people have a right to take over every single thing we have and then come down to us. They subjugate us into nothing, devalue us. And you don't know why white people do these things, but I know. But I know that our people, as big a number as we are, guess what? You know the reason why we are so weak as African people? It is because of what happened internally inside our body 100,000 years ago. Right? Things have not been like you see it here today all along. No, something happened that we don't know. And it's written down, and we ain't have any interest in knowing it either. Because the truth is, I didn't start to read a world history textbook. I mean, a world history textbook. It is the greatest textbook in the world that tells us the things that happened of the past. And don't you think that these white people are not trying hard? You know, when you talk about like the federal government and the Pope, them, they are concerned about what may happen to them. You see what I mean? That's a fact. They know what they are sitting on. You see? They know what they're sitting on. And they behave now like the entire, everywhere we are. Look, if you're not troubled by this, then it means that your brain really gone too far. I mean, in the case where it shouldn't be happening, but it is happening. You've gone too far, and you may not be redeemable. Because you need power in your brain to make communication happen, so your thought can work to realize things and stuff like that. It's a very, very serious thing that our brain is given to us to do. But when we move out of the way, there is no provision there for us. You see what I mean? Because we do things and we are responsible for what we do. Now, at this stage of history, someone may be thinking, but we didn't do anything. We just born and come here, and they're telling us Adam and Eve sin, our foreparents sin. And that is true, but it is an unfinished truth that need more to it if we are to come to a good sense of who we are and what has happened, and what is our benefit, what is our resolve. You know, we need to understand that. You see what I mean? So I'm saying to you, this lady that is pondering, you know, she's not speaking like she understands anything else besides just being a victim. That's the way it sounds to me. This is the voice person who is suffering and don't know why. Look at these white people, them. They're sodomites. They want to turn every one of us fucking somebody's asshole. That's what these white people are doing. And, you know, a lot of people will listen to me and think that this guy is out of it. No, I am in something. What is that something? Is the prehistory that tells us of the calamity or of the real things that constitute our existence. We need to know that. And I am sure that, you know, it took a while for me to realize enough of this whole bunch of uncivilized white people, sodomite. You know, this old bunch of uncivilized foolishness that ensnare us. It is not an easy thing. It is not an easy thing to, you know, if you don't know anything, you can't answer to the injustice, because it's like you get shut out. When you don't know any history that can alleviate the pressure that you feel, you know, you can't talk yourself into deliverance of what you are feeling. And that doesn't make anything good for someone who has enough sense to at least cry out, because you can see the evil that hurts you, but you can't do nothing to it. Why? We can't do nothing to it. That is a problem that can be solved. There are a lot of barriers, though, because, you know, once your brain is being infected and you no longer of claim. I mean, sound awareness of the way you should go about this. No, because your brain is basically gone. You know, you're up on a boat, go out of, you have a job, you can do things, but when it comes to this here, you know, you have a lot of, say, curtains drawn against that light of knowledge that you should see. A curtain is drawn. You're not going to know nothing. Right? Something special has got to happen. Look at these white people, though. They're fine. Look out there. You know, they are into the nicest of everything. And you just, you know, full and burdened of all kind of things. And see, there's nobody of your kind that can help you. And that is a very, very bad thing, you know. It is a very, very bad thing, you know. It is a bad thing. I tell you, my friend, that the planetary system, the Earth planetary system,
seems everlastingly confusing, like there is no knowledge that you can learn to make it be simplified. But there, it is not too big to be simplified. When I was growing up and didn't know much of anything, that's the way I felt. Like what I'm seeing when I move around in Jamaica, you know, it never makes no more sense than I see trees and mountain and stuff out and so on. Didn't make any sense to me. So I lived many years like that. And today caused a difference in my life is read a little better since I become adult. I read a little better. And the fact truth is, it is owing to the fact that the physical slavery is not going on anymore. It's technical, psychological slavery going on now, right? So as we needed to come out of physical slavery, wherever we were sold and placed, we need to come out now from the, as it were, psychological, mental slavery that is going on now. What do you think happened? Did the white people give up on messing around with us Africans? No. No, they go from one level of abuse to another level, to another level, and to as far as they intend to take it, because they are not done. I mean, we have been deluded over the last 100,000 years until we are helpless to, like, say, get these white people out with their church. No, they inculcate the church inside of our mind to make us accept that the church is good for us. Go from Marcus Garvey. You know, I mean, and look, you got to see if you can follow what I'm saying. I don't have no dislike for Marcus Garvey. But what I'm trying to say to you, it doesn't matter how much, I mean, it doesn't matter how much stuff you have that can use to do something. But you will have to understand what kind of problem you're working on. Because, you know, somebody may be talking all kind of stuff to you about something. But look, they're not touching the point that you're concerned with. They're going to talk about something else. Well, that's the way Marcus Garvey was. Marcus Garvey talk a lot of good things that would go in favor of the African people. But he never relieved one slave. But he did a lot of talking. Then you have Dr. Martin Luther King was another one. Did a lot of talking. Then you have Farrakhan, do a lot of talking. Honorable Elijah Muhammad did a lot of talking. But they... none of them, even Malcolm X, as much as I am fond of him, given the time that he lived in and what he was exposed to, he has to be in the class of these other people that it is in some way unfair to class him with some of them. But when you look at the overall problem, and what has been needed to obliterate the problem. All of them are got to be in a class of people who tried but failed miserably, surely attack the problem. See, white people take over everything now. They rule and kill and do it. And now they say they have laws. And none of it is true. No, we are coming from ruling as kings. Right? Now, why none of these people that I call their name dear to you, and there are many more of them, why none of them did not pick up where our ancestors left off and leave we to perish? Why none of these restorative figures, almost all of them, if not really all of them, I more think it's all of them, were Christians. And none of them didn't find out how the white man they make Christianity. It's in the World Disrespects book. And they have a lot of education. More than me. I have high school. Right? But it is proven that a little sort of high school graduate begin to read and find out all these things and willing to talk about it. We are here and cause these white people to take away every dime, every square inch of land from us and say it's theirs. And all the people that I call their name, they are given the opportunity to pick up where our people left off. Africa is there today. You don't hear Africa say nothing. You mean to tell me the time Marcus Garvey and Dr. King and Jesse Jackson and the rest of them, Al Sharpton, you will lock, stock, barrel them and guys. Instead, they read the history, read the Bible, and find out, because if they're reading world history, they would have found out that who made Christianity. And we wouldn't be asking questions today, you know, who started Christianity. I mean, these sodomites, they're going to tell you a Jesus started Christianity because you believe in Jesus. If you did read right, you would have found out that no, Jesus don't exist. Past the world of sober to the world of fairy tale. None of the people that I tell you were sober. Because if you believe in Jesus, your cerebrum is almost, you know, not dead, but you're crippled. Your brain ain't functioning to find out the real thing that is a problem. So you keep on going over talking the same kind of thing and concerned about not the right thing. You know, it's not that they're not concerned about something that is important, but they're not concerned about the right thing. And they're focusing on the wrong thing. First, they should find out that they cannot be a church person. Any kind of division of Christianity. You don't belong to no Christian concept on any Jesus. You do not. And if the longer you believe that is, you know, you will age up and die believing nonsense. I did believe the nonsense. And I want somebody to now come up and deal with me. Use the history and the Bible and prove to me. And who is Jesus? Who is God in the Bible? Because someplace in the Bible, God is saying nobody can see him. Okay? Nobody is not to see him. But there are many other places where God is very much in clear view of humanity. So how do you now come to have God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth? These white people, sodomites, they know that they are talking to us because they done, the COVID virus. They know they put their SUS bad primate blood inside of us, because you will have to agree that there is a consensus that white people interbreed with our species. Right? Yes. So, since it is knowledgeable that white people marrying to people, they call us black people. We are not black people, and for heaven's sake, we should not call ourselves black people. Do it just like it is in the book. If you say the black-headed people, it's a different story, because you're not saying all of us black. You're just saying the head is the hair is black, right? Our skin color has nothing to do with the kind of blood that we have. I mean, in the sense that you're calling us black people. In that context, I'm not saying we don't have darker skin. You have all different tint, you know, color level, right? In different African people. And you look at Chinese and maybe some Indians, perhaps, about the skin color. But white people skin color is different from the Chinese, different from Indians, different from all of us. Okay? Take on any light skin African and call you white, because they want you on their side for them to pump more and more primate RHESUS blood in you. Okay? Because we are being extinct as I am talking by these white people. So when we are so far away now, about 2,000, maybe 2,700 years, we are under the command of white people from the rara physical slavery time till now. We are under mental slavery because they have an academic understanding. But where they get it from? When did white people species originate? Do you know when white people species originate, and what they looked like then is not what they look like today? So send me somebody, prove me wrong, and if they can't prove me wrong, it means tell the white people to go back where they come from, because you know what? Fire is going to burn them. Fire is going to burn them. They don't look at white people. They feel like at home. Why white people are feeling at home in African people's territory? It's because they know what happened 100,000 years ago. They know that. And they can wrap us around as much as they want. Not again. Not again. Go to Jamaica and see all the places out there that they own. Oh, Jamaica, where I come from. White people. You see, if you really read and know in the history where they originate, Okay? They are not created by no God whatsoever in no history. And they were not civilized at any given moment of their evolution. So these accounts are sitting in front of everybody to read and know where white people come from. Okay, but what happened to them since they were primates, you know, 3.5 million years ago? I mean, how they come to be talking now? Okay, we have the information for that. Who write the Bible? You'll wonder, oh my God, it is something to find out, something to know. How the Bible came about, like it's our African own book. Telling us about our foreparents, Adam and Eve, not Nagasa. I mean, not Nagasa. And I tell you, what I'm saying is true. I'm going to play you another tune, and I am going to call in and see if they have my program, my mic turned off, and nobody cannot come in here. They do that all the time, my friends. But let me tell you, the day is at hand when these white people will pay for what they have done. You see what I mean? Because they have their own burden to bear, and they are going to bear it. If they think that they come and they are well off in African territory, why did they come here? You know, if what white people said in history, there is the reason why they want to come to place. It's not just America alone, but place like America. Why do they want to come here? If what they said is what they meant, you would have to evaluate it for what they say and respond to them by what they say. But then, again, they are a homosexual culture. There is a limit to how far their physical presence can go with us as African people. They are not supposed to be intimate with us. And you may read some of it in the Bible 2,000 years ago when they were talking about Jews and Gentiles. You will find out what Jesus is even saying in the Bible. Don't go into the way of the Gentiles. Who do you think Gentiles was? It's these white people, Sodomites. That's who they have in the Bible, and today we don't know that. It is white people were the Gentiles back in St. Paul's day. A whole bunch of bangarang in the Bible that we are not understanding. I didn't until in a lot of time. I'm reading, not playing around with understanding. I want the understanding of what I read, so that's what I go after, right? So what I'm trying to tell you is that back to 20 years or so ago, what we're reading in the Bible today and believing, that's not what the Bible has been saying. But yet still we believe it. So when they talk about Jesus was a Jew, he came to his own and his own received him not. And St. Paul come and talk about, you know, the different things that matters between Jew and Gentiles and separate Jew from Gentiles. But as far as I'm in the church, I never get it clear that it is white people are Gentiles. But it's in the Bible that show very clearly that it is not the Jews were Gentiles. You see? So you look at that real good and find out that, oh, really? When St. Paul was talking about the difference between Jews and Gentiles, you didn't get it clear, say, a white European sodomite people and will invade us, kill us. Because there's nobody else in the world, only two human species exist. And they would like to tell you it's a whole bunch of human species exist. And let me say this to you. You probably take what I'm saying lightly, but by thinking that there are more than two human species in the human existence, it's a whole bunch of confusion that keeps us exactly where we are today. Because if you think that you have to sort out the different human species that is more than two, how are you going to do that? Because you know what the problem is? When we go beyond two human species, we are causing confusion by thinking subgroups are species. Subgroups don't go to the parent species that where we come from. Okay? We come from one species. It doesn't matter. If you trace the African hybridization, we come from one. You probably hear it in science report now. We are traced by language to one woman. That's the hybridization that was performed to bring us. We came from one woman and one man to fill up the world. And one species, we are hybrid, a mix between two blood that brought that one woman, a hybrid woman. And we don't know. We make these white people own everything. What I'm trying to tell you now, these blasted, faggot white people, they don't have any government. And that's a problem right now. Okay? You read in the history, you see kingship government. You go into the Google dictionary and ask, who is the first civilization in the world? It's Africa. Okay? It's not Europe. All right. Who are the Sumerians? The first civilized people 6,000 years ago that began to write and all right, since it is the Sumerian, the first civilized people on earth then, since they are the first civilization, what is Europe? Of Europe. You know, when did they become civilized? Since they've been around in Europe 1.5 million years ago, when did they become civilized? You see something that happened there? Something happened, but we don't know what happened. It's in front of our eyes, but there are too many veil that is drawn over our eyes, and we are not about to understand right now because we believe. We have faith. There's nothing else. It's a serious, serious thing that we are in, right? And they are looking at us and behave like we are inferior to them. What I'm trying to tell you about government, how did they make up government? It's a cleave bubble system they have. Cleave bubble. How did they become authentic government when who set up civilized society are the gods that came from Nibiru? Now, another thing I'm looking at, reading different books now, and you know, it is a very challenging thing to read, you know, certain books, say non-fiction book like history, right? Still a ground for people to pollute the minds of other people, although it's a non-fiction thing. Some of these guys that are writing, I mean, they really don't come up to the level of writing, 100% coherent history. Okay? So this is the time now where anybody can get up and write anything they want. And, I don't have anything against somebody who, like me in a church, and come to a point that I know certain things and I want to get it out and I'm going to write, and there are a lot of things I don't know. And I can make error. And I have made error because I was writing and think that church and religion is the same thing. Until I publish something with that error and found out the error after I publish it. Church, just as you have BC or BCE, before Christ, or before the Christian era, you have to separate BC and AD, just like you separate religion and church. They separate. Church is for Christ's era. AD, it is Sodomite come up and carry this AD Anno Domini calendar now, because they don't want no part of the moon, not the moon, but the sun, solar calendar. They don't want a part of it because the first calendar worship to the gods. Now, they don't want to give no worship to no gods. They want to give the Pope worship. So imagine, we leave Africa and come into the outer world, thousands of miles away from Africa. And these white people now follow us everywhere we are. Now, what do you see civilized about that? Everywhere we go, they come. But they were in Europe before. Where did they go and set up anywhere? Nowhere. They didn't set up nothing because they couldn't talk. White people couldn't talk. Now it's time to understand. So we're talking about the government now. These people could take their shit and make it a scepter, make it, make it into anything, what do you call it? White people could never, and it is impossible for them to set up civilized government, because what I just showed you a while ago about Sumerian people, 6,000 years ago, these white people had nothing. They were trying to build themselves up into people who can talk and who can learn civilized skills and stuff like that. But it's simply because they can talk. That's the problem we have in the world today, is white people who assume to have civilized power when all they are doing is enjoying the talking that they can talk. It is a violation that they violated the African people and turn around on us because they are talking. Okay? Now, I am ready to throw them out. Okay? Throw them out in any way that the gods choose to do it. You see what I mean? Because this has to be a time when they themselves think that, okay, their plan is working. It will always work. Because right now, there is a need for African people to realize that religion and church is not the same thing. BC and AD is not the same thing. You need to understand that. You need to know that church is not for Africans. You need to know that. If you don't know that, you go perish. As far as they're talking about the federal government, look, federal government, a situation that anytime you're fooled about something and you accept it, you know what I mean? Like if you need a ride and you see somebody willing to give you a ride, you get a ride, right? Because you want to get somewhere. Basically, that's what is happening to the African people. Whereas these white people decide now, you know, from quite a few hundred years, they realize that 100,000 years ago, we get some virus into our system. Primate blood. And from then, our culture went down until this day. So it doesn't matter how much money you see African people have. Our culture is in disarray. We are not united at all. Now, is that the way we were 200,000 years ago when some of us were leaving Africa? I don't see that. I don't see that to be so. Right? But I'm telling you right now what reality is. People don't have a government. They don't have any government. They are faggots that lie about Adam and Eve in a garden and a talking serpent. They are the friggin' sodomite talking serpent. White people. If you think it's a joke, just try it. They have no government. It is proven in what I'm saying that they can't, it is impossible for them to have government. What they're telling us, make Africa sell us out to them as slavery, it's just because we don't know the information that prohibit them to do those things. We are free to exercise the dominion of kingship government. African people are right this moment depriving themselves of operating their own government because these sodomites tell you that, oh, you have to get license and everything from them. It's a lie. Everything on earth we own, not them. You just need somebody who know with a voice. And they cannot overrule it. They're turning off my mic, and I said I wanted to find out, test and see, call in to see, because a lot of time people come here and they can't hear anything because these guys are back there in the back of the computer doing things on my computer, turning off the mic and all that. They can only do it so long, right? But I am not going to get, you know, all up into the roof. Because they're doing it. Because you know what? I'm not saying anything that is kind of new. Maybe in some kind of ways. Yes. But, you know, say the truth at the right time. It's going to do something different from when you say it at the wrong time. Yeah. Say the truth at the right time. And you'll see results. The right result. And so, I tell you about A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani is a bunch of under the cell of cockroach. That's what A.D. Anadamani is. So, some thieves awaited someone drawing some money from the bank and wait outside to catch one of them with money and begin to pitch, you know, their influence about their money. They just run from a foreign country and, you know, just scrape, you know, some of their money to run away. And now they're looking for somebody to hold their money you know, whilst they settle down and, you know, they will pay out somewhat if you can be the one to let them hold some money. I personally know someone that fall a victim to that scam. You hear me? Yes. It is a personal experience. I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something that I witnessed. Right? I was living somewhere and with a family, and, you know, one of the member of the family went to the bank to draw out, I think it was $7,000, okay, and met someone outside who pitched, like I just told you a while ago, and this person fall for it. What the money holder, as it were, newspaper clippings that, you know, fashion like his dollar bill tied up. This person fall for it. That is a believer, the Christian, that look on that something that looked like money, but clearly was not money at all, and hand over her $7,000. Okay? To this person. And this person, as it were, didn't look and, you know, and to see it was really money where this person was present. Wait, come home and feel overwhelmed that, oh, probably have billions of dollars taken care of now. Oh, mercy on me. But what I'm telling you is true. It happened. She came in. She called her mother into a room. Yeah. Happy, happy hotel. And it didn't take no more than maybe like 60 seconds or so for the loss to set in. You know what I mean? They lost her $7,000 to set in. Then they came out. And then somehow the announcement came to light. What I'm trying to say to you is what we see going on into the world and this war that they're fighting and stuff like that, it's not African people war, you know? And back in the World War I, World War II, and you remember the 30s Depression, these idiots didn't know what they were doing, you see? And there was nobody to catch us when you know, we fall. Nobody to catch us because Africa done with us completely. Do you understand that? Africa, that is the world government, kingship government, to control everything that is on the planet Earth. Africa, give it over to the sodomite white people to do it. That's why you see them there today. Kill Saddam, they kill Gaddafi, they kill, I mean, just about everybody they want to kill off in the United States and everywhere, in Rome and everything. I mean, Africa, give us over. And give them the key to open the door that they could do business just like the other African country. Africa, adopt these faggot white people to rule the world. Even above other country in Africa. They didn't make any other country the ruler, right? But those who are in power decide to just turn everything over to these sodomites. Really? You remember there's the same lineage of sodomites where you read about in Genesis 19. The story with them and Lot, and Lot's wife became a pillar. Now, a lot of that story, you can see, is not true. But seemingly, some of what they say are true. Right? But look at this story. Look at the story.
and the behavior of these Sodomite people, they are the same today since they come to America. Did they act any better than those at Lot's doorway? No. No. If you think these white people are civilized people like you think, you're wrong. You're not reading and know what the history says about them and being humans. Oh, do you think they could be human like you and behave the way they do? No. Not in a billion, 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 trillion years. It would not have happened. Look and see, they are not civilized humans. White people are not civilized humans. And the history is what must tell us who they are. And that's what I'm telling you. In history, they are not even civilized. In the world history textbook, there is no ID for white people in the world history textbook. You tell me how you get them, because they talk like human beings and look like human beings. There's a process that they undergone, okay? And the amount of time it took them to bring themselves looking dressed and whatever it is like real human being. You don't know, so you don't know. Tune here, Nat King Cole, and I'll be right back.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, now let's get around to another level of what I'm talking about. Cosmic philosopher, V. Alan Martin, versus Alan Martin Dershowitz, U.S. A.D. Anno Domini Invalid. A.D. Anno Domini Invalid. Null. Now,
so that you know what I'm talking about now. I am the global philosopher. I am speaking as in the context that I have created. A cosmic philosopher is somebody like Degrassi, Neil, right? Who focus on, well, no, I'm not putting myself into the professor's shoes, but I pay attention. You know, I just call myself cosmic philosopher because I like to talk about these kind of issues, right? And because it is relevant with our everyday life, hey, you can say, hey, cosmic, something like that. Anyway, you know, I am talking about something, and I want to draw this man, Alan Morton Dershowitz. He's one of the, matter of fact, me tell you who I am playing with right now. MOR, all right, let's see. It's good. Dershowitz. Yeah, when Alan Dershowitz was a young man, he, you know, used to be very nice looking man. All right. Alan Dershowitz is an American lawyer and former law professor known for his work in U.S. constitutional law. U.S. constitutional law. Now, what was U.S. constitutional law when these white people come into America? What was their constitutional law? It was not what they have here called sodomite European constitutional law. No. Crooks, when they come here, say they're looking wealth, right? Now they are constitutional law. What did they find when they come here? When they say they need wealth, they want wealth, right? It don't turn out to be true. If they wanted wealth, they get it and they go back where they come from. They didn't do that. They come here trying to get African people to drop their drawers, right? So that they can fuck their asshole. That's what they, why they come for. I mean, I'm not just saying it. It's true. You see what I mean? So they come here and say they set up a new world order all around the world. These fucking ass, you know, I mean, evolutionary primates. That's where they're coming from. Why they look like human? Why do they look like human? It is a historic issue. Who is going to tell? They were in Europe, out of Africa, 1.5 million years ago. Is the history that, look, you don't have no more frying pan with anything else left in there. Okay? What I'm telling you, it's true. It's in history. And it is 100,000 years ago. Since these faggot people ambush our ancestors and put their primate blood, R-H-E-S-U-S, they impregnate our ancestors, them. They had looked like the flat-faced man of Kenya back then, Southern ape in the world literature textbook. They cause us to not know these things exist. Now, today,
I am talking a subject, and I have Mr. Alan Martin Dershowitz as one of the world best renowned lawyer, and this is a challenge, okay, to the world. I am not joking. I am not joking. These sodomite white people are going to get it. They're going to get it because justice matters. You ask, what's his name that? Right? Justice matters. And it only takes me, if nobody else want to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to show you the man that I am going to debt. Right? You know, it's not the first time I pick a name. He never responds to me when I'm on Twitter, right? They kick me off Twitter now, I guess, you know, because they won't answer my tweet. Going into 4 years, and they will not answer my tweet because, you know, it got too prophetic for them. They can't, these sodomites can't handle the truth now. All right? So I'm telling you that, okay, Cosmic Philosopher is the name of the show, right? So it's not, you know, it's that much of it, right? If you want to find me on Black Talk Radio, you have to, like, come through, come Black Talk Radio, and then you put in Cosmic Philosopher, and then you will find my profile. All right. So now I have taken, you know, from publication, the name of Mr. Alan Martin Dershowitz. They don't have any government to do anything to me anyway. You know, no matter what they do, they couldn't put me in front of no judge whatsoever. Because they don't have any civilized government to do take any action. There is no jurisdiction that they have over African person because they can't use uncivilized what you call false emulation of government. Everything these white people know about government, they learn it from our institutions. I'll prove it to you in the world is a textbook. They are not civilized people. And if you are willing to touch them with the truth like that, they don't have anything at all to talk about because now you catch them as a criminal. And then under kingship right here, they don't want to deal with that because kingship is the government right now. Well, Africa, wherever they turn idiot and sell us out to them. From since then, nobody has come forward and stand up and say what the truth is. I am doing it. And as so long that my heart beats and my tongue can talk, there is none of them that can unseat the fact of history. And that's what I'm talking about. They have a Bible and all these other rubbish trash that they have and all that they have in universities and stuff like that. If it doesn't follow certified world history, you ain't talking nothing. So we allow them to do what they do, so they do it. All right. Stop it. And I'm telling you, they don't have no government. AD Anadamani is not a government that they have a right to exercise under the jurisdiction of kingship. And who make us? The gods. And they set up everything here. Okay? They created the first Adam and Eve. That's right. These guys use our history to set up a Bible with all of their faggot foolishness in there. And somehow find a way to work tricks on us. Well, I'm telling you, that trick turns something else right now. Because the truth that is in World History textbook and
all of the civilized information. It's not, Bible don't represent none of it. None whatsoever. So all the money and stuff that you see they own in false pretense. Bogus. Bogus money you're using. It's a bogus system that uses bogus money. Even I am using the bogus money right today because, I have been under their bogus, currency ever since I was born. So what do you expect me to do? What do you expect me to do? Use the truth and blast them out of sight. And that's what I'm doing right now, right? If they think that they are bad, fucking ass, go to hell type of, primates. You know what I mean? They need to go where they belong. And they know where they need to go belong. All right, let me go on further. Pope Law. Listen to this. If you think these white people have grounds to do anything, they have it when it was not my time. When it was not my time. Now, I didn't create anything. I didn't destroy anything. My parents were Christian, right? Well, I got enlightened, right? And I can see very far back in the past. Come to right where we are here today. Now, these sodomite white people must get out. I am ordering them to get out of our territory. Their bureaucracy is not kingship bureaucracy. The Pope Law, if you don't know, that they have been using against the African people from 2,200 years ago, is if you don't know, and the fact that Mr. Alan Morton Dershowitz, I have him in the spotlight here, and I want you to witness that white people are nothing but old crocus bag would come out of Kiev and stuff like that and wear animal skin. They didn't wear cloth, nothing at all, 100,000 years ago. I'm telling you now, whether or not they want the world to hear it or not, because if I don't tell it today, I'm going to tell it another day. Okay, they're not going to get rid of this truth. White people are not our equal. They're not. Okay? And if you think they are not falling, they are falling already. Because they were never instituted a civilized institution. They don't know nothing about civility. And I prove it to you already. They were never civilized at any time in their lifetime. Right? And it is here to be proven. I prove it already. Well, take it from another angle. It's the same thing. Going to tell you this. And before I tell you this part of it, let me tell you this part and complete what I'm looking at for you. Then I'll go to a specific about this 1220 AD, right? Is the Pope's law from before we were born that is killing African people and put us in the position that we are in here today. You hear me? That's right. I am blasting it, law. It is the law of the Pope that he uses. He gives us one of his what you call them, one of the cleric, to draw up the AD and a Domini law. It's not a civilized thing. But, hey, they turn us fools, so what does it matter? Now, they can use guns and bombs and all kind of a poison to kill us. But right now, this is what kills them, is the truth. Kill this law of the Pope, 1220 AD. Kill hybrid people. AD 525 by Sitchian monk, right? Dionysus Egisos, right? Dionysius Egisos. This is the guy who wrote the AD and a Domini law for the Pope. If you know who the Pope is, you know there is no civility in a Pope. Him is an honest fucking idiot, right? That do all the wicked things to the African people. Okay? But Vaughan's book also reveals just how brutal the Puritans were in their dealings with the Indians in America before they come here and say they want some wealth. Okay? Especially chapter 4. The Pequot War. 1637. What is amazing about the account in this chapter is the frankness with which the author recounts the events and the Puritans' part in them. I think Christianity is something good, right? You get a taste of something sour. The carnage and the Puritanization for participation therein is quite revealing. Self-defense is one thing, but outright purposeful slaughter is, to say the least, questionable Christian behavior from 1965 edition. Everywhere you go, you read these kind of a slimy, uncivilized things about white people, and they're the one who's standing up, you know, for the church, my friends. All right. Martin? Martin Dershowitz? Alan Martin Dershowitz? This is the institution under which Martin Dershowitz worked for, and talk about law of federal court law, U.S. law, and all this kind of stuff. You see, it's pure shit. Thinking shit. Okay? That Martin is talking about law. White people world. You know what I mean? If you want white people to have a world, take it up into Europe. Really. Because clearly you'll never be able to have legitimate government in any African territory. You won't. And it's the truth today that is everywhere, and you guys will never stand it. Get out and go back where you come from. Because you will never find legitimacy anywhere in the world to accommodate Hunu when the whole world find out who these fucking ass white people are calling themselves human beings. When they find out exactly the process by which they look like us and talk like us, they'll find out they don't have any place to go. And we don't have anywhere to put them up. Listen to this next portion. The Puritans were not content to merely kill their perceived enemies. Who are their white people, their enemies? People far away from them, that they come to your fence and come into your house and begin to kill you. That's who white people are. Why aren't we seeing them for who they are? It's simply because 100,000 years ago, they really, you know, slapped our brain down, you know, from where it was. We don't perceive things anymore, can't resist anything that we don't understand. So most things we don't understand when it comes to, like, government and rule and things like that. We don't understand. So therefore, they go and learn from our system. In the world, it's a textbook. I read that. I know where they come from with their learning and their talking and everything like that. I have it all down, settled knowledge now. All right? So now, it is telling you that these white people, they call themselves Puritans. You see, all these nice names they call themselves were not content. Imagine where they come from. No, please. Okay? Imagine where they come from. Have we been out there like that with them? No. Well, so what happened to us? Well, I say it over and over, what happened to us can bring us back if we are willing to accept the truth. I mean, us African people. You see, if you're willing to see that the church don't belong to you, you know, no, Jesus never exists at all. If you're willing to accept that and the old truth, well, you know, you're good if you're able to do that. But these people who we allow to take control of our lives and with no step of correcting the problem, it's very, very bad for us. You know, it's time for the change. Right? That's what the man says. That's what he sings. I play it every day, that tune, at the end of the program for you. Change is going to come. This is the change that come now, that we are to accept the truth and get away from these sodomites who come and talk about they have a government. Just show them how easy we tilt them over into the ocean. So here they are, I mean, and just smell the way these people are stinking, psychological stink, and we have them here with us, going to their church and praising God and all that. That's not the God where we come from, you know. The African people, spiritual sense of God. Is what you read about in prehistory. Okay? So, these sodomites, Puritans, white people, the homosexual people, them are the Puritans. Them say them are come America to look for wealth. Right? So, them no find the wealth yet. Though they are billion dollar wealthy, them still don't get enough to go back home yet. So they did not mean they want no wealth. They were much more advanced than they are making on. Okay? Yes, by this time when they talk about they want to come to America, just like in the 16th century, they already, accomplished all they want to destroy us completely. They have everything to destroy us. But they wanted to take control. They didn't want to just kill us out there because we are helpful to them. They may behave like, they are superior to us. But they know deep inside that's not the truth. But if they get us to act, to be stupid, they will use us. And that's what they're doing. All right? So they were never satisfied. They were not content to merely kill us, who they now call their enemies because we are stumbling block to them. You see? But because some of us will yield peacefully to them, but some do not. You see? So they look on us as enemy. You read that what they do to some of the Indians in America, man, who they look on as their adversary. These faggots, they don't care about cutting your throat and run your blood out. You know what I mean? But yet still they are Christians. And we look on them like Christians. We go to church and stuff like that. You know, the Eddie Long and the and these are the guys who, you know, who are pastors and stuff like that. And you go to Dallas Seminary, go take courses and all that kind of thing. Imagine you going to these sodomites to learn about a God that don't exist. And you only read about that in their Bible and not in certified world history. Now, it goes on. They say, they call us their enemies. They saw fit to murder and savagely mutilate them, us. That's what they saw fit. Are these humans? Are these white people humans? Now, all of them come from the same culture, so I don't know if you separate one from the other. Okay? You might think some nice white people exist. Of course, I don't doubt that, but look, they come from the same culture, and as nice as they are, they're still in America supportive to their culture to kill us out. Okay? So I don't know where you're going to put that nice white people. They need to go back where they come from. We don't need none of them. African people don't need none of them. Now, they tore him a captured Pequot limb from limb. Captain Underhill ended the victim's agony with a pistol shot. You hear that? These are people we look on as Christians, and we don't know they make up Christianity. We don't know that. But I'm telling you now, these white people are homosexuals. They are not humans. Okay? They go through a process that biologically modify the way they look. That's what happened. And how they come to talk. All those are processes that we now know. It's on record. And we were, you know, way, way, way off from learning these things long time ago. But the time would come, the right time. And I'm telling you right now, whether or not you want to accept it, but it is the truth. And that it happened, and the problem that we are going through is happening because of what I am saying right now. You are not going to be in any way improved if you believe in Jesus and what they were saying in the Bible, and you know, Adam and Eve in a garden. So it goes on to say, this is what these white people do to us. We didn't go where they are and do it to them. They come here and make us feel like we don't live nowhere, we don't have anything. How do you do that? Except your brain is gone. Because where's your defense for yourself? None. Captain Underhill ended the victim's life. You know, what they're doing, bringing gun to kill us. Yes, but they do it. And yet still we have them here as Christians and setting up all the institutions. Yes, because Africa give them the privilege to do it. And there is nobody coming after them to do nothing to them for what they do to us. Now, goes to show you, if you don't have the truth of the Almighty, you will never in any kind of way escape from them. Yes. They literally tore him, a captured Pequot, limb from limb, You see? Yes, savagely mutilate them. All right? They literally tore this one, a captured Pikut Indian, limb from limb. Tore him limb from limb. Captain on the hill ended the victim's agony with a pistol shot. You imagine the frenzy of these sodomite white people. You imagine that they will kill you at any time they want. And there is no law to come after them. Except we are able to invoke our kingship law. They will wipe us out one by one. Okay? Now, just a second. Okay. So I'm telling you what you have in America and around the world as a government. Okay? They have it sealed now. You see? They have it sealed because we ain't have no defense at all. No defense at all. We have no defense, right? Because talking about this truth here is something that they consider strange to them, more over some of us. But you cannot usurp the truth when it comes to you dead on, live, not dead on. But when it comes to your life like this, you don't have anywhere to run. You don't have anywhere to run. And they think that they have America as their home now. But it's not true. It's just not true. Overwhelmingly untrue. These faggots who need to go back to animal skin. You know what I mean? Go back to their flat face of the man of Kenya. That's who they really are. That's who they really are. It doesn't matter what they have done to look like human beings. Why they want to look like us? Why? All right. Trivialize. You know what I mean? I mean, these guys, who they are, money make them what they are. Now we're going to take off the money off of them and let them look like what history make them out to be. Exactly who they are. So let's go on now. So he ended this guy's life. You know, you're talking about, this is the African person who did them nothing. And look at what they do. It could be me, it could be you. You see, and they'll be ready to do it to us anytime if we let them. Okay? The body was then roasted and eaten by the Mohegans. You hear that? This is written in a book, you know, because right now it's talking about page 141 and now page 148. Now, content to take prisoners. The Puritans exterminated the remnant, those they were unable to capture. What? He said, those they were unable to capture themselves. They delegated the killing to civilians requiring the heads of the targeted Indians as evidence. You hear that? That's what the king in the Congo did to the African people too. Send out people to kill them and tell the people to bring their head back as evidence that they did kill them. I saw a picture of that. African people, I don't know if you have the heart, the mind to go and be affected and you know, and able to digest these information and make change for yourself from these things and the horrible situation that these white people put us in, and we are just around them like, they have authority over us. They don't have no authority over us, saving what we allow them to do. That's what it is. So they set up everything now like, you are just to, you know, enjoy everything that they set up in our community. But I know it's not true. And it's the reason why Twitter is not answering my tweet. You know, if one of them run, all of them run. Okay? That's plain and simple. So they are going to go down in their ships, these white people. That's right. That's where they are headed, and there will be no return. We will go back to our lives, the kingship life. No joke about that. No narrowing of our liberty any further. We know the truth now. Walk and go back where you come from. Fly whatever you want to do. Now, but all of these grievous killings and stuff like that, you know, we don't need to remember none of this. And you know what? You know, right now, as long as we find our way back to our connection with our Creator, you know exactly that you have a furnace to get in and burn. Get away from us. We are not sodomite. You, all of you white people, cultural sodomites, get out. Okay? Tell us that America is your country. You're going to see how your fucking asshole is going to burn to nothing. It's not going to be just like Sodom and Gomorrah. And so now they want evidence of the death of the African people from civilian. They're going to get money, give out money to kill those of us they want. So show you from when these things are happening to us African people, and the big mass of us don't have anything to do to like end this. Martin Luther King can't end it. Nobody can end it. All right? No, but they never said these things. They never speak these truths. Now, page 150, Picutes not slaughtered were taken captive and sold into slavery to friendly Indian tribes. Imagine that. So they know how to separate us, isolate us. This is what we're looking at, these faggot people. They don't have the kind of civilized sense we had the first 100,000 years in Africa. All of these old bunch of downhill decline happened to us once we were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago with these sodomite fucking ass idiot come and like I say, rape our ancestors and take them into bondage. You see? And that's why they become who you see they are with crossbreeding miscegenation. with talking baby because we have blood inside of us that will make them have, talking babies. And that's what happened. That's why you see these white people here today behaving, looking like us and talking like us, doing business like us and all kind of things. But we don't do the kind of stuff they do. That show you that something deep inside of them, they're not like us for real. And that is so. So, but they want us to behave like, oh, we and them are human on the level. We are the same. It's not true. Deep inside of these people, they only look like us, but they're not like us. They talk like us, but they're not like us. Look at them for real, and you will know it. You can sense it. The energy is there. You can feel it. They are not of us, and they're putting on, and adapting and morphing on us and then make us be the idiots, and they are the ones with the brain. Okay? Now, it's not happening here. It's not. And it's over with. That's what I'm trying to tell you. These white in the dumpster people, it's money that they have now that make a difference. Well, that is going to all blown away off of them. Because money cannot take the place civilization. We are civilization. And as long as we live civilized, they cannot stay close to us. White people have no historic rights to be close to African people. And that is what is going to be upheld. That's what is being upheld right now. Get out. Morton Dershowitz, Morton Alan Alan Morton Dershowitz. No. Tell your people get out, because you know what? Time has changed, and if you don't realize it, it will be too late for you to do anything about your own destruction that coming. All right. I it's not my thing whether or not anybody believe what I say, because what is going to happen is going to happen anyway. Okay? It is a fate. Okay. So it goes on. That slaughtered were taken captive and sold into slavery to friendly Indian tribes. Some teach that one cannot know the motives of the Puritans nor judge their hearts. That's a lie. You know a person by what they act from the heart. When they are not pretending, that's a good read of them or anyone. But the Puritans' own words and actions are devastating to their claim of practicing biblical Christianity. Do you hear this? And them set up Christianity. And when they get us to believe it and think that there is a real God in Christianity, we are dead while we are alive. This we can judge. John 7:24. The Bible is clear that one's actions are an indication of heart condition. They don't care about that, but it's true. It is difficult to imagine what could be going on in the heart of a professing Christian people that would drive them to murder other human beings. It is because they are primates. And it's the mixed blood inside of them, you see. It's the mixed blood inside of them that rather treacherous
than just being mere primates. You see, that cross blood and a different type of mixture that make them who they are. You think then if they get good blood, they would be a good dog, but that's not the way it is. It's a different type of people than who they were before they go into this process of getting talking baby from our hybrid people. You see what I mean? So you don't have anything to do with these white people, because they will see to it that we dead one by one. Okay? It doesn't matter how you think they are, some of them nice. No, they're going to watch you dead one by one. Look at the hanging from the tree of the people who they lynched. How much white people you see come and gather around where they have these people hanging down, looking up at them, white people. You don't see none of them sobbing and crying or not like that. No. You know? If they were not the same sodomite people who don't have no business in our territories, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, and we sit here and behaving like we are a part of dear Jesus Christ and myriad of little lamb and all that kind of stuff, man. It's time for us to start learning our history and know who we are and keep ourselves where we belong. Because these people separate us. They use the Bible to teach us separation. And here we are, separated from each other. So it goes on. You know, what can be in the professing Christian? They might profess one thing, but they don't mean none of that. These are honest fucking people. You must understand what that is. Fucking us all of another person. There's no civilization in white people. They're pretending. That's why you see they close themselves like we do. But they never did before they met us. They get it from us. And now, when you hear this, it still don't do nothing for a lot of African people, because their brain is just about gone, you know? So they are thinking about all these Christian, he says, imagine what could be going on in the hearts of a professing Christian people that would drive them to murder other human beings, and then claim that God directed them to do it. My friends, you think of this, man. Think of it. Terrible, terrible thought. All right? So I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for tuning in and tell you. I tell you. Okay. I promised to read you something. About the, if you think Christianity is something for you to believe, right, and not to seek knowledge of history, you're wrong about that. Let me read this law that they have and think from when they're using it against us. We need to understand. You see what I mean? What we are subject to. Why are we, like the girl was asking, what do we do to deserve it? Well, we know what now. We know. We don't really deserve it. You know? We born under the curse of it. All we need to do is to recognize it and get out. Seek the knowledge to live the right life. And not under church. You know, I mean, sodomite. Jesus Christ doctrine. Jesus was never real at all. There's no prophecy that fulfill genuinely, factually, bringing any Jesus Christ
into existence. It does not exist. All right? Let me read this to you. What the institution of white people really is a vicious, uncivilized set of people who try to make themselves look like us, talk like us, and then sack it to us. You don't understand that. Go with them. All right. Let me read some of this for you. Now, this is coming from a book that I wrote that get the information from books they wrote about themselves, because they don't have enough intelligence that if they were doing something dishonest, they shouldn't show public what they do, right? Because it can really come back against you. If people know certain truth that you're hiding, you know, certain lies you're hiding, right? So I get it from the source and write it in this book in a chapter. It is page 159 and it is chapter 6, the Roman Inquisition. Roman Inquisition is a Christian institution, right? Inquisition is called the holy office to kill African people. When I tell you about the two species, you better take it as knowledge, because it is true. Don't believe it, but take it as knowledge. Go look it up and make it your knowledge. Don't believe it, because believing is not a part of holding knowledge. Knowledge is independent all by itself. So all these different names that they call belongs to Roman Catholic Church. African people don't have any kind of respect for those things. You don't mingle with those things in any kind of way, because these white people are sodomite people who come about, you know, with the apes of the past. That's who they are. So when they go through process to make themselves look like us and talk like us, you have got to understand they were never made of civilized, and neither will they be. Look at the kind of thing that they're doing to us. If they think that they were civilized like us, would they have need to do all these things? No. It is a sign for you to look and see that this guy ain't joking about what I'm saying. Okay? And if you want to take it like it's joke, it's up to you. This is what they have to say about us. Here is how it all went down. That is the plan that they plot us to kill us. With their law. If they have civilized government law, is that what they use law to do? Okay? This thing is so abominable that it doesn't make any sense at all. It is too uncivilized. So this is a portion of what they are talking about, these holy white people, if you want to call them that. They'll make up the Christian world. Here is how it all went down, running out of substance and options, and with no desire to lose their power and supremacy on or about AD. Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression. With the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius III and Gregory IX, legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organization execute the punishment of heretics, non-believers, against ecclesiastical empire. In general, the legislation provides for tighten your belt. Penalties of death, banishment, and confiscation of property. The papacy, the Pope, created the rule of engagement for the Inquisition, which petitioners applied arbitrarily. At first, the Pope's commissioners on heresy would travel from one place to another, addressing communities. They called upon people to confess voluntarily if they were indeed heretics, and to denounce anyone they knew to be a heretic. They offered amnesty, a grace period of 1 month to absolve themselves of heretical faults. Who are they addressing? The African people who do them nothing. Listen what they are saying about us, against us. If confession were made, no penalty would be given. This process was aimed at getting as many faithful adherents into the newborn Catholic Church as possible. You hear that? And it was all about cash and power, not Jesus. What they're saying as a positive about Jesus, it was not, their motive was not about that. They want to spread sodomy, and to spread sodomy, they are being aggressive. And do anytime we don't push back on them, we were not pushing back on them because we were afraid of them. That's what I see. We are afraid of them. That is when we don't have the knowledge we are supposed to have. And therefore, this is what they do. At first, the Pope's commissioners on heresy would travel from one place to another, addressing communities. They called upon people to confess voluntarily if they were indeed heretics, and to denounce anyone they knew to be heretics. They offered amnesty, a grace period of 1 month to absolve themselves of heretical faults. If confession were made, no penalty would be given. This process was aimed at getting as many adherents into the newborn Catholic Church as possible. And it was all about cash. It was all about cash and power, not Jesus. The actual indictment process that they were carrying out on us, right, executed by the Inquisition, was done in private. Any defense made on behalf of a defendant was merely perfunctory. But once the time of official pardon passed, the law of the Inquisition was then in full effect. The population would then go through
a rigorous purging. Also, go through a rigorous purging of so-called heresy by the enforcement squad until the mission was accomplished, at which time the squad would leave the country. This last paragraph.
We are not. We are not to forget. These are things the government of what they call Rome did in the name of fulfilling Jesus' command to spread the gospel, right? When I tell you Jesus don't exist, you might have a hard time to accept that, but if you get down into reading and understanding, you will get to see something different from what you believe. Okay, so he says, in the name of fulfilling Jesus' command to spread the gospel to the world and to Rome, and to Rome's credit, the suppressive and gruesome treatment was very well thought out, orchestrated by the Roman Empire, Emperor, and his popes, the holy vicars of Christ. Quite outrageously, they had the gall to say that God chose a city of Rome as headquarters for Jesus' church. All right, my friend. I wanted to read to you. Now, there is another little thing I want to read to you. This is about our history that I think we are to we are to pay attention to this, right? And I'm going to try and read. Three small paragraphs. What were humans like 160,000 years ago? Do you know? Because remember now, you talk about 60,000 years before we left Africa and come to outer lands, of which we are out of there now about 100,000 years, right? So this information is a piece of information that comes from Michael Tellinger, the scientist who did the research, all right? And I carry a link that everybody can get to give you the whole content of this research. So come by and pick up the link anytime you get an opportunity. And even if you're overseas and you're listening, you can send me a message. You can write to me by www.TimothyAldred. So it is www.TimothyAldred. .com. You get it? So Timothy is www.timothyaldred.com. You can write me there. Write me and look, I don't let nobody down. If you write me, no matter what you say, I can't imagine you say something that I wouldn't respond to. But I am full of vigor. I'm going to answer you. Faithfully, I don't have to swear. I am going to answer you. If I get a letter from you, be sure you're going to hear from me. Because I am, and, you know, mostly you will, you know, have an email address or something like that. I'll answer you expeditiously. Time is short. Don't think that we have a lot of time to do anything. We need to make up our minds now. We are too late. We are beyond time. These honest fucking people, we must get out of the way. And only the truth inside of us is going to get them out. Okay? So let me read a little more of Michael Tellinger research. This question, what were humans like 160,000 years ago? Modern humans, which don't belong to African hybrid people. None of us ethnic people are called modern humans. So there are a lot of error for us to correct. And we are not Homo sapiens. We are wise sapiens. That's where our ancestors, that is our ancestors' identification. We who are a subgroup identification is wise, sapien. Or you can identify it as wise, human being. Okay? That is our identity. I think even this man doing this research probably did not caught on to know that it is the European people begin to dub us homo. We are not homo. Homo is about homosexual. Okay? So we just begin to like write this thing. We don't know what these European people over the past 2,000 years do all these revisions to our history. So we have got to get up to speed, man, and know that we don't help them to corrupt our lives and make it more difficult for us. Now, he says, modern humans, Homo sapiens, and that's where error is right now, that this publisher, unwittingly calling us by a wrong prefix. This prefix, Homo, don't belong to us. It is wise sapien. And we strike modern man because we are not modern humans. Okay? Because what does it take for us to be human? To be human beings? If we don't come through the primates. We do not. They're different from us. Okay? We are not in the Homo classification at all. Our species don't come from Homo, okay? But there's a lot of things behind this, you know, that I'm not, you know, can't bring everything up one time. But these modern men are what is called Cro-Magnon. The only set of people who talk human language way back in the 75,000 years ago. That's when they do the interbreeding with our people out there. That's where this whole problem in the world begins to tumble from. 100,000 years ago, when these so-called white people, hominid, you know, fucked up our people out there, and they get talking baby, and they get a whole generation of talking, I mean, fucking sodomites all over the world because of that reason. Okay? Now, it's up to you to go down into these things and find them out for yourself. But stop believing nonsense. Okay? Now, this is, official research by scientists, a group of scientists that go into South Africa and get information of civilization that existed there before human being civilization came about. So you think that the gods are civilized? And what they were doing in South Africa was, you know, they have a big civilization of people that they brought from Nibiru to come to Earth to do what they were doing. All right, so let me go on and read and finish this here before my time is out. So I get rid of the nonsense here that's talking about we are modern man. We're not modern man, okay? We are sapien, but we are wise sapien. So very important note for you to make if you're likely to forget. So he's saying now, Homo sapien can trace our ancestry back through time, right? So that's where error is, like I told you here, modern humans, Homo sapien, we are not. It is important that you make this notification. And saying that we sapiens can go back, but not we're not modern man, okay? we are prehistory sapiens, okay? Now, and we can trace time to a point where we species evolve from another. Well, I don't know. When you talk about our species, we come from one species. We African ethnic people, we come from one species. All right. Okay. It doesn't mean plural. He's not talking about plural. He's talking about a species mean one. Okay. So he says that we can trace back through time to the point where our species evolved from other, more primitive hominids. I don't know. This kind of mix up here. When we were evolved from more primitive hominids. That's talking about the modern man. We don't come from a species that evolves like the primates do. All right. That is one paragraph out of it. Scientists do not understand why this new type of human suddenly appeared. Okay, so I think he's not talking about us, but he shouldn't be using sapien though. That's what is throwing me off. All right, so that's about what the problem is here. Take out the thesis, you know, because we don't belong to primate species, the hominid. So let me move on now that I hope we have some clarity about it. So yes, how did these modern man just came about suddenly, right? Meaning the more primitive hominids. We don't come from hominids, period, in the world history textbook, okay? Scientists do not understand why this new type of human suddenly appeared, or how the change happened. They should know by now. They should know by now. Because it is known. I read the World Institute book and find out. But we can trace our genes back to a single female. We sapien. They are not sapien. These Cro-Magnon modern people, they are not sapien. They mix with sapien, but they are not. They are Homo erectus, coming from the hominid species. That's what needs to be said. Okay. So it goes on that, or how the change happened. But we can trace our genes back, single female, that is known as mitochondrial Eve. Mitochondrial Eve, MTMRCA, right. An artist rendition is the name given to researchers to the woman who is defined as the mitochondrial, as the matrilineal. As the matrilineal, most recent common ancestor, MRCA, for all currently living humans, passed down from mother to offspring. All mitochondrial DNA, mtDNA, in every living person is derived from this one female individual. Mitochondrial Eve is the female counterpart of Y chromosome. Adam, patrilineal, most recent common ancestor. All through they live. No, I think it's although, A-L-T-H-O-U-G-H, right? Although they lived at different times, mitochondrial Eve is believed to have lived between 150 to 250,000 years, BP, probably in East Africa, in the region of Tanzania. And across and areas to the immediate south east Africa, to the immediate south and east. Scientists speculate that she lived in a population of between perhaps 4,000 to 5,000 females capable of producing offspring any given time. If other females had offspring with the evolutionary changes
other females had offspring with the evolutionary changes to their DNA, we have no record of their survival. It appears that we are all descendants of this one woman, female. All right, and that's about what I have here today. And I hope you will be blessed by it. Let's a little tune.
Mm-hmm.